ass motherfucking podcast. Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segreed, it's your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it good be? Hopefully this one is still be. This your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, is DJ EFN.
And this Drink Champs motherfucking Yappy Hour. Make some noise! Now, when you talk about trail, when you talk about real, you talk about keeping it hood, you talk about, you know, maintaining, keeping integrity, this man that's at the table is here. He has stood the test of time. He has did the major. He's the independent. He has did whatever the fuck he had to do. And he stayed here. He's never complained. He's never a complaint. He's did what the fuck he had to do, and he stayed in the motherfucking bed. I don't know why you disrupted my shit. But guess what? I'm gonna stay focused. And in case you don't fucking know who I'm talking about, we're talking about Houston's one and motherfucking only. Woo. Little motherfucking Flip, make some noise! Now, one thing for sure, two things for certain. You had one of the biggest records with Game Over, right?
Right.
And you had a lawsuit. Was that a lawsuit?
Correct.
Was that Mario Brothers?
The sample?
It was Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
Oh, correct.
Pac-Man sued you.
Correct.
Fuck Pac-Man. Should you say that?
Nah, it's all good because I didn't want to rap over the Pac-Man beat no way.
Mm.
See, what happened, A&R at the time, he was like, man, rap on this beat. Mm. But at the time, Benny Siegel, he had a record called Mac-Man to the Pac-Man beat. And then at the time, it was some cats from my town, they had remade it. So I'm like, man, I don't want to do it because it's too fresh.
Mm.
Right? So I'm like, no. Mm. And then I get down to the end of my album, he like, hey, what will it cost for you to rap on it, right? I'm like,
And who's making that call?
I don't want to throw him out there. You know what I'm saying? But he was an A&R that used to be.
He said, what does it cost for you to get on it?
Okay.
Yeah, he's
like, gonna pay you to get on a beat for yourself?
Yeah, he was like, what will it take? I said, give me $30,000.
Right.
He said, okay, cool. So flew me to New York. I walked in. The music came on. That's why when I did the Game Over, I started off saying, oh, shit, y'all done fucked up. Because I was trying to curse so it would not be a record that go to the radio.
Oh, you were trying to sabotage from the get.
Yeah. But, hey. Right.
So now, this is something that, you know, because every day people always hit us on Twitter, they hit us on Instagram, they hit us on Facebook, and they always say, Houston. Because Houston, you guys really had your own movement.
Right.
You guys, it was really, at one point in hip-hop, it was really just like, I remember, like, similar to, like, Wu-Tang. Like, when Wu-Tang came out, everyone wanted to be from Staten Island. At one point, everyone wanted to be from Houston. I mean, especially when Pimp C said, it's a different time zone, and this is the real South.
Right.
So just describe to us Houston.
Like, Houston is kind of like you said with the Wu-Tang.
Mm-hmm.
Even, and that's what's so crazy. I met Wu-Tang when they was pushing the record M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
Man, it's
a store in my hood called Active Athlete, and they came there, and it was a record next door called Stick Horse, and they had the Maxi EP, and they gave me the record or whatever, and I knew about Wu-Tang, and then eight years later, I ended up signing with Loud, being their label mates, and going to Europe with Wu-Tang, and then RZA put me...
Niggas opening it up. Bust it open.
Yeah.
My bro, what's your name again? I forgot.
Black Al Capone.
Yeah. Bust it open, goddamn.
Yeah.
Bust it open, goddamn.
Yeah.
Bust it open.
So RZA put me on the record on the Blade Trinity, and just seeing how they netted together like a brotherhood. It's not like the screwed up clique being around DJ Screw.
Rest in peace, DJ.
Yes, sir. Yeah. We never felt like we was at work. You know,
and you're not allowed because you know Loud got
they got the anniversary.
Yeah, I know. I was supposed to go. Banner hit me, but nobody got back with me on the flight. So,
okay.
Here we are.
Here we are. But goddamn,
we celebrating anyways, right?
Goddamn, let's make some noise for Lil Flip. Goddamn.
Yeah.
So Game Over, was that on Loud as well? Or no, that was on Sony?
Yeah. It was still on Loud. Yeah, that's who my deal was with. And shout out to Steve Rifkin. He the one that signed me, came to Houston.
Wow.
You know, and understood the culture.
Yeah, he a nigga, I ain't gonna lie. He a nigga.
True.
Hey, he been trying to claim white for so long. I've been being honest. Like, I'm being honest. He got the nigga's a nigga. That's my guy. Big up Steve Rifkin. Make some noise for him, goddamn. So, Lil Flip, you know, I gotta ask, because when you Google you, this is one of the most famous stories.
Yeah.
You and T.I. having a fight.
Yeah.
what exactly happened? Because I don't know.
Well, I plead the flip on what happened.
Because y'all cool now, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, me and him and Jay Prince, we sat down and we had a conversation. And the agreement was, you don't say nothing else about him, I won't say nothing else. So that's pretty much where I got to leave it. But everything's great, man.
That's real shit, man. You know, what? More people should be, we should be focused on that. Like, not the fight, not the beef, but the fact that you guys ended it. Because you know what the crazy shit is? When a person get accused of something that they didn't do, when they get, what's that shit called? Like, cleared, exonerated.
Right.
No one puts focus on the exoneration.
Right.
Everyone puts focus on that. Yeah. So,
but shout out to Jay Prince for mediating as well. Shout out to Jay.
Yeah, definitely, man.
So, how is that? Because Jay Prince was like, is it something that when Jay Prince called, you just have to comply, or something like, that's the big homie, let me listen?
Well, I mean, for me, it's both.
Okay.
Like, he's one of my mentors. Like, I pattern myself. I learned everything that I do, the way I hustle, like, the way I move, the way I think. Mm. You know, like, he got boxes, I got boxes. Mm. I got land, he got land. You know, so he showed us how to get the money. And if you're not wise enough to pay attention to the blueprint, so he would always, like, show me love, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And bring me to his ranch and stuff like that. We played dominoes, and I even presented him with some collector's guns one day.
Jesus.
You know, so
I believe, Houston niggas, everybody got guns in Houston.
Man.
Texas, man. Texas.
And y'all do it bigger. Y'all do it bigger in Texas.
Yeah, open the carry laws. That nigga was trying to kill me for peeing on the side of the road in Texas.
My nigga.
That was right after the Zimmerman shit. We like, yo, you trying to Zimmerman with me?
Man.
That shit?
I ain't gonna lie. One time I was with y'all niggas. We pulled over and White boy was gonna smoke
he
y'all
said,
niggas.
He said,
"Cause y'all had y'all pants low."
Yeah, no, he said, "No, cause I pissed on the side of the tree."
This is a different situation, right?
No, the same. It's the same situation. Yeah. So we pulled over, but I guess the gas station was closed. So like, we from New York, like, we piss anywhere, like, we will piss and smoke anywhere.
That's a good thing, by the way.
So I pull over. Boom! I take the leak. The nigga pulls up on us. The guy pull up. He like, "Hey, you know it's illegal to urinate on the side of the road, right?"
That was in the woods you talking about.
No,
right?
But that was Texas. That was Texas. No, we just pulled over on the side of the road. Yeah, but it's like, you know, it's trees and shit on the side of the road.
Yeah.
So then we get in the car and we like, all right, we out. And no, like, see, he barking on me. See, you always doing extra shit, man. The nigga. Oh, so now we driving. The nigga's following us. And no, like, yo, that car's following us. My nigga, like, looking up, like, he like, yo, everybody got licensed guns out here, man. Rest in peace to Trayvon, but that's when that just happened.
Right.
So we looking at it like that. We like, yo, this nigga's trying to stand his ground. We don't even have to stand his ground. Like,
anybody got air number? Tell air. We on the second floor because he called.
That was a crazy experience in in Texas. Word.
So I mean, lean is probably the biggest thing in America right now.
Correct.
We interviewed Lil Wayne 2 days ago. Was it 2 days ago?
Nah, Lil Wayne?
Like a week ago.
That was a week ago. Damn.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
I mean, we interviewed Floyd 2 days ago. But that's something that's part of the Houston culture.
Correct.
So how does one even get introduced to that lifestyle?
I mean, usually it's like older people. You know, usually it's your OGs, you know what I mean? Mm. Older people.
So it's been around for a long
time. Yeah, it's been around. It's usually the OGs that got it, you know what I mean? And that's pretty much how that went.
And is it like certain leans that's great? Like, what is this shit?
Activist. Yeah, that was the best.
That's the best?
Yeah.
But nigga, if a nigga got activists right now, he lying?
99% of them. 99% of them are lying. Yeah.
Like, I feel like we went to Lean University with two chains.
Yeah. Two chains.
They got cold now with the labels, man. Black market, man. Be careful.
Are you concerned a little bit? Because, you know, the kids nowadays, like, what's going on? Like, when you hear Mac Miller, and you hear, what's ASAP Rocky? What's my man?
Yams.
And you hear this. And especially with Pimp C.
Right.
Because after Pimp passed away, they didn't come up with an autopsy. They didn't immediately, but essentially, they came back and they said, you know what? This is this, that. Now, it didn't directly point to Lean.
Right, understood.
But it was a part of that equation. Mm-hmm. Is there any concern? You know what I'm saying? Because I had Paul Wall here. Remember we had Paul Wall. And Paul Wall, you know, he was saying he does it in moderation.
Right. That's what it's about.
It's an opioid. Okay.
That's what it's about. Yeah. Moderation. Like back in the days, we rapped about like going hard, pulling this up. Uh-huh. But as we grew up and matured, you know, we understood like, okay, that was fun. We was young. So most of us that did it, it reflects in our music. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and definitely in mine. Like, I let people know all the pros and the cons to different things, you know what I'm saying? But moderation is definitely what you need to do.
Because I've never seen, like, I know you for years.
Right.
And I've never seen you sloppy.
Yeah.
I've never seen you out, like, looking like the quote-unquote person that supposedly...
Out of that.
So how does that
make
you...
That's the moderation.
Yeah. How does that... And by the way, Drake liked your picture, bro.
What the fuck you talking about?
Just look, Nick, Drake liked your picture. Okay. Swift TV took the time out of his life to show me that Drake liked your picture. Nigga, this move was crazy, nigga.
He coming out Drake Champs. Yeah, 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 yeah.
What did I just say? Because I was into this. What did I just say?
We was talking
about him not being sloppy.
You've never been sloppy. I've never seen, and I've been looking for it, too.
Right, right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Clay, trying to catch you slipping.
No, not anybody. Anybody. Because, you know, I can't label you a real drinker unless I saw you drunk.
Right.
I can't label you a real pothead unless I saw you hot.
Right.
So I always look for that. And I'm like, you know, like I said, we've been bumping to each other. And I've been looking, and it's like you maintain. It's like you know exactly the limit you're supposed to go to, and you stay right there.
Everything. I got self-discipline. Mm. So I used to box. I'm a third-degree black belt.
That makes a lot of sense, right? Yeah.
So when it comes to, like, discipline, and, like, I can go years without smoking, you know
so
what
you
mean?
Definitely won a TI fight because you're a third-degree black belt.
I mean, you know, no comment.
No, just try. I got to try.
I
said
media training, you know what I mean?
This whole training.
Nah, we cool, man.
Yeah, I appreciate But so
shout out to T.I.
Yeah, big up to T.I.
Yeah, we big up to T.I.
I don't even know how to pronounce that shit. Yeah, whatever the fuck his shit is. Expeditiously. What is it?
Expeditiously.
I got a seventh grade education, T.I. You gotta calm down your fucking vocabulary. What is it?
Expeditiously.
But
I think we're all saying it wrong.
Yeah, we're all saying it wrong. So, growing up in Houston, was UGK like inspiration? Had to be.
Correct.
Ghetto
first,
Boys.
For me, first Ghetto Boys. Yeah. Then UGK.
Odd Squad.
Then A Ball MJG.
Which is Devin the Dude
Odd Squad. Yeah. Mm. I got on Odd Squad music like a little bit later, even though I knew the full, you know, history of rapper, but I got on their music, you know, after Devin kind of really came out.
Right. Yeah. With, you know, I think a lot of people did. Yeah.
Yeah. I went back to it like, oh, okay. Even like I forgot the blind, you know, rapper who he was dope. Like, he was dope.
And in Houston, like, it's like it feels like you have to sign to rap a lot, or you have to be affiliated with rap a lot. Mm. Is that true?
You don't have to.
Okay.
You know,
is there rappers that's not affiliated with rap a lot?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you don't have to. I mean, the people who do business with him, I mean, like the way he do business with me, man, he's like a mentor to me. So, you know, I mean, it's doors he can open up for you. It's stuff I learned from him, and vice
because
versa.
Because the Red from Rap a Lot came through
Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah,
that's my guy.
Came through Floyd Mayweather yesterday.
Yeah, that's my guy.
So is that something that people from Houston grow up trying to be? You want to be down with Rap a Lot, or this is something like you want to break out and just do whatever?
I mean, some people want to be, and some people want to just do it on their own. You know me? Me, I wanted to do both. You know what I'm saying? I always show love. I'm on a lot of the Rap a Lot albums, the compilations. You know, me and Zero, we did Kings of the South 1. We doing part 2. You know, so for me, it's different. You know, me and Jay, we cool.
Right.
Yeah.
So how about Chameleon and Paul Wall?
Mm-hmm.
Right? They were, like, cool. And then Do you have any knowledge of that?
like how it happened.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah.
I don't know the root of how it happened. And I'm cool with both of them, you right. know. I never been like, hey, what really happened?
Right.
So I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Paul Wall fully explained it either, did he?
Right.
I don't think so.
He kind of like...
They probably just outgrew each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes right. you got to go your separate yeah. ways and, you know,
and it's
knows?
Between them. If he didn't right. want to explain it, that's right. their personal business. Yep. Yeah.
So who's anybody you ever wanted to work do a record with and you never got a chance to do a record with?
Sade.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, she's still alive. She's still going.
Way too big.
That would be hell, actually.
That's because my mom, she's...
I was thinking Ja Rule or something.
Like,
she Sade.
Like, you know, Sade, Jay the Kiss.
Wait, what?
Those two people.
Oh, wait, you don't got a record with
them? I was gonna do one with him for my King Life album, but the
you gonna hit James right now?
I was gonna put him on the DJ Premier beat.
A foul, nigga. He ain't
oh, that would have been crazy.
It was, but the timing, like, I couldn't get with Premier in time.
And Premier originally from Texas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I wanted to do it. So I'm gonna probably do it on my movie soundtrack. I'm gonna get my record with James.
Goddamn movie soundtrack. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's
my
talk that shit.
Coming. Yeah,
I got like four,
underground
I got,
legend.
I got
man.
Four different
that's the name
fucking,
of it. Yeah.
Were you hitting James right now?
Yeah, be hitting him on FaceTime. He ain't gonna pick up because he's a foul nigga. He's from Yonkers. I went too far. I went too far. Big up to my youngest niggas. I love you niggas. Oh, he picked up. Oh!
What's up?
Hold on. I almost fell.
Don't hit the button with your
glasses. I'm on Dream Chest. We got a little flip. That's a little flip right there. Make some noise.
Hey!
So listen, little flip said there's two people he wanted to do a record with, Sade and Jada Kiss.
Yeah.
He said,
yeah.
That's me. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, cause I was very impressed.
That was legendary.
Yeah.
We
gotta
make that happen, my dick, my chain. Okay, I got you. Look, I'm the connect. I don't know if you know. You know, when you when niggas put the plug emoji, you know that's me.
Already.
All right, my nigga. I love you. Coming tomorrow, right? Pause. You pulling up tomorrow? Cause that's coming. I don't want you to. All right. One love. We gonna hook up that little game. Hey. I ain't gonna lie. I'm very surprised that you said that.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Coming from the South, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think you guys listen to us.
Oh, appreciate
it. And I feel like it's vice versa.
Right.
I feel like you guys probably feel like,
right.
you know, you New York niggas, y'all don't fuck
right,
with us.
Right,
you,
right,
I think we
right.
country or something.
Right.
And it's not really like that. Like,
it's not.
Especially when people travel.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm impressed that you
bro,
that,
I'm like, one of my albums was called, it was called El Jefe, a H-Town dude with mm-hmm. a New York attitude.
Mm.
So, like, when I make my albums, like, I in my mind, I'm doing, like, 50% for where I come from, right?
Mm.
Our culture. And then the other half, I'm like, okay, what my people in New York go want to hear?
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
you know, so I always made sure I made both kind of music. Music
right.
for the women.
Mm.
Then, you know, your catchy little club records and then your lyrical records. That's why when I went and did a lot of music with Cam'ron and Jim Jones, and I was on all the Who Kid mixtapes with 50 and Buck. Like, Buck is my guy.
Right.
Like, so, you know, I had to let them know that we don't just rap about candy paint. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's cool, but my whole album ain't gonna be that. So I grew up to Big L and, you know,
Jesus
Black Sheep and you know, all that, man. Chilling in the corn, all that, man.
I'm not gonna lie. I need a candy paint whip, though. I'm being honest.
No problem.
I don't know. I gotta come to you to make sure I did
no
the right thing, right?
No problem.
Because I don't want to be going to the guy named Joe Schmo and this nigga fucking up my shit. And now I'm out here and he's like, that ain't candy paint at all, son. And you're out here looking crazy, you know what I mean, with turquoise. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Dope. And like, one thing about Houston, y'all got the spokes.
The Swangers.
What the fuck is
that? The 84s. They came
in. I ain't gonna fuck
that. The 84 Cadillac.
I feel like that's like saying, don't park next to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that what that.
Pretty much.
Well, don't drive close to me.
Don't drive close to me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So what is that with the car?
I mean, like, on the West Coast, they ride Daytons and. We do the Swangers, you know? It's the culture, you know?
We got the Donks out here.
Yep.
But before I used to see y'all put on, like, the old school.
I'm not going to lie, nobody can hear you. You have no mic in front of you.
You hear him? Before y'all used to put, like, on the old school whips, but now it seems like y'all put on the new school whips,
Oh, yeah. Them, the Yonsons, they, hey, I mean, but even back in the days, you know, a few people had them on the dances. Yeah. But yeah, the youngsters, man, they killing it, man. South Walker, they out there throwing swingers on the Maybachs. Yeah, salute, man. They having fun with it.
Yeah. Now, what you like better? You like being on a major?
Here we go with this.
Or being independent?
It's the same. Even when I was on a major, I never acted like I had a deal.
Independent mentality.
You know how some people get the deal and they like, all right, we ain't got to do nothing. Mm. Let them, you know, wait for them. Man, we still finna hustle. Right. Y'all got to catch up with us. So we always financed our own video. So it really didn't matter to me. Being on a major, I tell anybody like this, they like, what's better? Hey, man, if you're lazy, sign with a major.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you want to grind and build relationships on your own, because like
and
if you
ownership
sign,
too.
Yeah, and own your shit. Like if you sign with somebody and you leave and you don't know how it go, they gonna have all the contacts. So I pride myself in being able to go to different towns and I can call promoters and artists I do records, you know, with. A lot of artists, they hide behind their management and you can't call them. You know, you do a record with a person, they won't even post. You buy a verse from me, I'm posting a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I want you to eat. I want you to come back and be like, you know what?
Right.
So, you know, I'm repeat the promoter's best friend. Yeah.
How you develop that mentality? Because it's
the South, man. The South has that mentality.
But everybody from the South is not like that.
Yeah.
You can think about it like this. Like, even artists we interview, we don't ask nobody to promote. Like, if you come on the show.
Right.
You come on the show, that's enough. Because I'm an artist. I don't want to bother you.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you promote it, I mean, we love you for it.
All right, really.
But there's so many people that attitude that you just said, there's so many people that as the exact opposite. So how did you develop even thinking like that?
My dad, my parents, they always told me, don't forget who you are.
Mm.
I'm Wesley.
Mm.
Lil Flip is a stage name, right? Like Jigga said, you are who you were before you got here.
Your real name is Wesley?
Yeah.
I respect that.
I'm named after my dad. I'm Junior. You know what I'm saying?
So. I know Wesley Snipes. I know you. I know two Wesleys now.
Yeah.
That's it. One night I was hanging with Wesley Snipes. I'm being honest. I know.
Recent?
No, this is a long time ago.
Blade Wesley Snipes.
But one night, this is before Blade. This is like right Blade.
Oh, shit. New Jack City?
This nigga was. Look, in my mind, he was purple. I walked in, this nigga said like this, no, are you good?
Like, this is about
good? What? He said, he like that. And then two Asian bitches just went downstairs and I don't know what they did.
What?
So I can't technically say that they sucked him off. I can't say that. But what I can say is they just sat down and he just kept going like this to me. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know you fucking with me, no? I said, Wesley, what so
are you looking at his eyes or are you looking down?
Yeah, I'm looking at his eyes. Nigga, what the fuck? I wondered what happened was going down. I looked at his eyes. I said, damn, Wesley, go out there, damn it. He was chocolate. And then let me tell you something. Now let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. The next day, this nigga had me go to a karate class.
What the fuck?
This is how you know I really liked it, Wesley, as a person.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of karate my whole life.
Right.
Fuck karate. What the fuck you want to do karate for? I'ma shoot you.
Right.
And I went with Wesley to a karate class. This nigga had a whole karate school, my nigga.
Here's a dojo.
I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting there, listen to me, this is how you know I'm Fugazi. I'm sitting there like, oh!
Wait, you making those noises?
Yeah, I was like,
come on, man.
Oh, shit, I'm on this shit. Scared of me. I care less. But that's how much I love you, Wesley. Wesley, if you out here listening, come to Drink Jets. But Flip, I don't know if you know, this is Jim Jones and Alex Todd's shit right here. This is Saucy. We also have Cherry. We want to introduce right now. I have Super Thug OG. So that shit that y'all just bust open and y'all smoking, that's a part of my Super Thug OG line.
On Cherry.
Yeah. Where's it open?
It's sticky as hell.
That's Super Thug's cousin right there.
It's like glue on your fingers.
It's not Super Thug itself, but it's his cousin.
Semi-Super Thug's?
It's semi-Super Thug.
You like the cigars?
I don't got cigars, but we got something to smoke.
But we got smoke champs.
We got smoke, and we also have smoke champs. You want a smoke champ?
It's fire.
Give him a smoke champ.
I'm smoking. Which one I'm smoking right now?
Yeah. You smoking a smoke champ.
This is the flight super glue.
Now, are you in the cannabis? Are you in the business? Coming out your own line?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Okay. I'm like 80% done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is it? Pre-rolled or you?
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I want the whole block. You know, hats, shirts. If I can't get you to buy a hat, you get a shirt. You know, like
socks.
Something.
Yeah.
Air freshener.
And you sticking with the braids too. Hey. Let's make some noise for the braids. Yeah. You know. They've been trying to get Pusha T to cut his braids for 25 years.
Yeah.
Has people ever pressured you to cut your braids?
Yeah, guys. What do dudes say? Like, the girls, they don't trip.
Like, the girls like it.
Guys be like, hey, cut your braids.
And why do they care?
I'm not gonna lie.
Every time they said, I block them.
I'm not gonna lie. Look over here. You look like you got some good hair. You look like you got good hair. Like, you got Indian in your family.
Yeah, Indian, alien, and vampire. I do.
Yeah. I'm totally joking.
I know.
But you really do.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
But yeah, for me, it ain't a fad. You know what I mean? Hey, I feel like Samson, man. Mm. You know, some of my strength in my hair.
In your head. In your head.
Hey.
Now, let's talk about the goals.
Uh-oh.
Everybody from Houston got to have at least one gold cap.
Yep.
What's going on there?
The OGs.
OGs again?
Yeah.
It's not because you're rich. It's not just for like everybody.
It's a lot of broke people with goals.
It's broke people with goals.
Yeah, you get the cash.
It's people that catch the bus that got goals. Mouthful of goals. On the bus, though.
One go cap, or they got a mouthful.
Every variety. I'm just saying, it's people can find a way to get like Jordans and gold, but they can't get a car. You know what I mean? But like in Texas, that's just where they're, you know, we put diamonds in gold. You know,
niggas like fuck a mortgage, get your bottle.
Yeah, and then pay in installments.
Yeah,
you know.
Goddamn, big up to Paul Wall. He sent me some money. Paul Wall actually took my adjustments right here.
He did
right here.
Hell yeah.
So what's next for Flip, man?
Oh, man. The dope part about it is I got to interview y'all for my podcast.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You know we got distribution. We got you.
Hey, perfect, man. Yeah. It's called A True Chef Sets You Free. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Me, DJ Hard, hit the Boss Talk, A-Dot. Mm. We got Sasha, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Me, you know. And it's going to be crazy. You know, we bringing different people on, talking, you know what I mean? You know, the freestyles. My alias is the Black Howard Stern. So you can kind of have an idea of how my show is going to go. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm going to interview y'all, hopefully before I go.
I got you. No problem.
We go to Texas. Shit.
Hey, we go to Texas. We don't pull up.
All right. Well,
I've been feeding this shit from Lean.
Well, cool. Yeah. And then I'll take y'all to the turkey leg like y'all got me here.
Because I'm only going to do it in Texas. Like, in Texas, I'm Lean now. I'm just saying. I'm going
to That's on you.
I'm going to have the best sleep of my life, though.
So I'm doing that. Video games. I put out two video games.
Might as well.
Where my phone? Give me both of my phones.
God damn. Oh, you hustling for
real. Give me a phone.
Yeah.
He got two phones.
Yeah. So I got one for the kids called Lil Flip Saves Christmas.
What?
Oh, shit.
And then I got one for the, you know.
You on some Santa Claus shit? I respect that.
You doing everything, man.
I'm on the sleigh on Swingers.
That's what it's called, Swingers.
Yeah, so basically, this is the simple game right here. You basically got to just, you know, ride through the hood and not hit the Christmas trees, right? But it get faster and faster, you know. And then my cousin died, so on that little sign right there, I put R.I.P. Jody every time.
Whoa.
Yeah, every time you pass it, you'll see R.I.P. to my cousin. I dropped his game on his birthday, December 11th.
Nigga,
rest in peace.
I ain't never had a nigga play a video game on the podcast.
But look,
this
I got two of them.
You got
now this one
on his other phone.
Look, this is the fight game, though. This guy ain't time fight, so you can fight with me. DJ Screw, Power Wow, Slim Thug.
I ain't gonna lie, I want in on this one.
Like this one.
How can I invest on that one?
Hey.
Yeah, this is.
Let's talk off the air.
Yeah, I got you. I like that one right there.
I got you.
We call it hip hop fights.
Yeah.
And let's talk about it. Yeah,
because
we
want to do New York next. Yeah.
I'm in.
So I'm doing that. The video games, the movies, the apps. I paint a lot of people. They ain't know I paint. So I. Shoes, my album covers. I do it all from the front.
You're an artist.
Yeah, I mix, I master my own music. Yeah,
you engineer,
bro. I got
pass. You fired.
My dad told me anybody you pay for a job, you need to know how to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we doing that, and then I partnered up with it. Exotic Clock. I know you've been seeing this everywhere.
Yeah, they've been hitting us up like crazy too.
Yeah, I'm the brand ambassador and part owner. Shout out to my partner Charleston.
Exotic Pop?
And is that their drink too? No.
This is just Peach Crust. Oh, okay. You know? you know, mixed, you know, spiked lead. Uh-huh. And then we got the private internet access. I do it with my guy.
I got one in my pocket. Look at that. You know, I'm a real nigga.
So this is super dope app, man. Private IP. Yeah, you know.
Private.
You
know,
it's for your privacy. Nobody can trace your IP and all that. It keeps you.
Okay, I don't know what IP is. What is that?
You know, what it can, it's your address that's attached to your, you know. Let's say if you go on a porn site and you don't want somebody to be able to track, you know, it's encrypted. It's like, you know.
So if you go, like, you erase your cookies.
All that good stuff.
Erase your cookies.
Keeps you off the grid. So okay. We doing that.
I've been learning that word lately, the grid.
Cookies?
Oh. Yeah.
What the fuck is the grid?
It's
the matrix.
Being in the shadows. Yeah. Just being away from the influence. You know, some people are just influenced by everything go around and they feel like
so
they
when
got,
you get off the grid, you're it's, not
it's,
influenced.
It's, yeah, when, you, it's, yeah, you're it's gone, when you man. Just going off your spirit. Mm. You don't feel like you gotta be at every award show or you don't feel
like
you missing something. You living for what's important to you and you laying low, getting your money, staying out the way.
Alright.
Y'all off go the to grid. Award shows.
Not putting yourself in no AD. Dumb shit.
What is it called?
ADD.
ADHD?
Yeah. I can't stand still like that. Like,
understood.
Not without marijuana.
So that's why you don't go to award shows.
And I don't think I'm going to win that anyway. So what the fuck am I going there watching other niggas win some shit? You know what I'm saying? Watching other niggas win some shit. Who that? They coming in? Come on, we feeling good. Come on. Look that is on. From Jim Jones.
Yeah, that's my guy, man.
That like, saucy case looks legit.
Jim Jones.
I'm going
to get fucked up.
And Alex Tarr. Please, do whatever you want to do. Please.
Smoke something with me, man.
God damn it. God damn it. Yeah. So now, who are you listening to? The new generation.
Man, it depends on the mood. But like, if I had to say my favorite rappers, like favorite.
No, let's go new. Let's stay new.
Yeah,
new.
In the new school, my favorite.
I feel like you're gonna say Baby.
No, I like Baby, but in the order closest to almost a particular artist, I would say like J. Cole.
Wow.
I would say K. Dot.
Okay.
Drake.
K. Not Kendrick.
Kendrick.
Drake, me. Future. Crazy.
It's like, it depends on the mood I'm in. You know what I mean? Like,
you
ride in the morning, you're in certain
directions,
you're in the strip club, and you're home, so.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, when you hear people battle, do you automatically think that it's going to lead to a fight, or
he used to battle.
Yeah.
I
mean.
Is that something that, like, dawns on you once you see somebody battle, you want to see the end result being a fight? I'm asking.
Nah,
I really don't know.
Nah, but I remember that one battle, that crazy battle.
It's like that in rap. Like,
a lot of people come from the streets. You know what I mean? You know, so you don't get away from that mind frame. You know, you tend to be like, man, I got to handle this thing. You can't really do that. But then you got to separate.
Like today, I'll tell you some funny shit. I go in front of Soho House, and I see somebody who said something about me. Not too disrespectful, not disrespectful at all, to tell you the truth. Just said something about me, voiced an opinion on me. And I just looked. And everything in me wanted to make that person uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But I didn't. Is that something that's just embedded in us? Once a person says something to you, you have to react? Or is it the right reaction is to say, you know what, fuck.
It's embedded in you. Basically, what we gotta do is deprogram ourselves from what we was taught.
Okay, meaning?
Because meaning, like, I was fucked up when I found out Santa Claus wasn't real. Like, in real life, I was like, damn, you can lie to me out of this.
Wait a minute. I'm not gonna lie. I gotta ask you, do you eat ass? I just gotta ask, because you know this is a
comment.
You gotta ask you the good look. Good look.
Yeah.
A lot of these niggas around you, I'm telling you. Did you just raise your hand and say yes?
Yeah, my sister. I'm trying to let her
in. Oh, come on, come on, sis. Hey, that's your sister. Don't get no roast, but you would drink chest. That's not tolerable. Over here. You are with your brothers. You are. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is Lil Wayne shit?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Flip, I don't know if you know, our show is about respecting legends.
Really?
And one thing for sure, 2D's conservative, you don't know anything about me. The one thing I do want you to know about me is I respect you.
I appreciate it.
It's you respect you. You're doing, and in this game, when you got 10 years of war, people want to kick you out, and this is not what the show is about.
Right.
Our show is about respecting our legends,
right,
keeping our legends alive, and keeping this shit going, because you know one thing we love all together is hip-hop, and we're going to keep this going. Salud, goddammit. Yeah. That clap was so wake.
Yeah, it was.
One more cut. Make some more. Favorite part of hip hop, but is it? I'm calling you because you can't be little no more.
You're changing that for everybody.
Changing that for everybody.
Oh yeah, flip.
Yeah, you just flip. You could be OG flip if you want to.
Hey.
Triple OG flip.
All good.
Triple O. But what is your favorite part of hip hop? Is it making the music or is it performing the music?
But I know
I never could answer it that way.
It's both for me, because at times you like in the zone, I'm creating this shit, and you like, man, on this part, like in my music, because I mix it, like you notice my music, I put a lot of drops on certain punchlines, because like when you at a show, you know the crowd,
yeah.
I just put the mic right there, you know. So it's like both for me, but if I had to choose, you know, which just one is like the greatest. It would be like a 55-51 leaning more towards performing.
Because like, you're reaping the benefits of what you did.
And you can
it's like going to the gun and shooting.
Right. Yeah.
You can make, you know, a bar personal to whoever in the front.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, you know, we in, you know, Detroit, are we over here? You know what I mean? You can switch.
But that energy you get from the crowd.
Right. And I turned up, like, if the sound system is loud enough, that put me on a different level. I feed off the energy of the crowd. Right. So, like, the music is right, and the crowd is like, I might fuck around and jump in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go jump all in the crowd, you know, same shit David Banner be doing. That's a shout out to my guy, too, man.
Yeah, no,
he's one of the people that made me think that performing different, you know, besides Flavor Flav and Busta Rhymes and just like, man, Flipstar. You know, I think,
the Flip is real.
Yeah, them guys, when they perform, the Busta Rhymes.
He had the
I forgot these niggas' names.
You
had dances. They were rappers.
But he had a hype man. He had one hype man that was just as hype man.
That's not Troy.
I don't know.
Okay, Troy and them had their own music though.
They had their own music.
Yeah, they had their own music.
Oh.
It was coming out of East Heavy. It was. They had music out when he passed away.
Jesus.
Yeah, they had their own music.
What's your favorite part?
I'll be honest, Flip. I'm telling you the truth. I'm what you call a flipper.
Me too.
One day I love making the music, but then one day, if I had to pick, like I thought about this. I was gonna ask you this question. I thought about this. If I had, if they told me, yo, here goes $50 million, and you can only do one. Perform for the rest of your life or record for the rest of your life? This would be a weak conversation for me. Like, I couldn't make that decision. Like, most people say, 50 million?
I'll make the decision for you.
You gotta relax. You can make it quick? Okay, all right. No, actually, perform. For the rest of your life, 50 million and that's it.
Man. People like the Gap Band, they ain't gotta make no new album.
Yep. Rolling Stones, all them motherfuckers, yeah.
Shit, they made half 50 years ago. Fuck it. At this point, all the music, my catalog, oh yeah,
performing. See, light still gone.
But the studio.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you put out the new music and shit, so it's gone.
Hey.
But I'm not gonna lie, this is the reason why I'm 50-50 and I'm a flipper. It's because sometimes when I make the music and I'm sitting there and, you know, passing the sounds is, you know, recording me, and then he puts something on there that just clears it up, and it just, it's something about that moment when I hear it.
It's the creative moment.
The creative moment. That I don't know if performance actually takes the place of that. Like, when you know, like when you make, come on, when you make your joints,
right,
and you're sitting there, you like, there's a certain moment where you like, I know I got this.
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah, moment. Yeah.
And then, and there's no, but don't get me wrong, performing is pretty much, I don't want to say the same, but it's the same type of high.
Right.
But I can't pick. But you would say you would perform.
Yeah, at this point in my career.
Okay.
If you asked me 20 years ago, then record. Yeah.
So what is your method when you go in the studio? What do you need? If Flip goes in the studio, what the fuck did? Nothing else in the world. What do you need? The five fucking things.
I need one mic. You know, the mic. I don't need an engineer because I can do that on my own.
You really engineer? I thought you sounded right.
I would call myself faster because you got to tell engineer, keep going, go back. Like,
and you know what you want.
Yeah, the 3 seconds, you wasted 3 seconds of my life. I can't get back.
So you book a session and you don't book an engineer?
Yeah, I do it on my own.
This nigga, it's either you're a genius or greedy, and I like it both.
By my last album, though, that I'm recording now, I let the engineer do it because I wanted to take the luxury of
take those 3 seconds.
Let me see how this feels. You know, and
how'd you like that?
I mean, I love it.
Oh.
You know, I love recording like that too sometimes, especially when it's an engineer that know how to record.
They got another crap.
Yeah, like if I'm out of town doing a feature or whatever, that's why everybody around me know how to engineer. Anybody you keep around you, they better not be a one trick pony. You know.
I ain't gonna lie. Y'all niggas gotta step y'all game up.
How many tricks you got, son?
This nigga don't know the record from the rewind.
But you don't be recording.
Thank you very much.
Not that much.
You kind of just shitted on me. Thank you, son. Thank you for putting me in my place.
You got respect. Yeah.
Come on, nigga. Here, you got your own blunts, man. Y'all ain't gonna share blunts around. I know you didn't taste the food yet.
Not yet.
But I'm gonna be honest, it's gonna change your life. I'm not gonna lie to you. You might just eat this food and just turn a different nationality. You might just come out Chinese. And then like, it's Chinese in an Italian restaurant, and you might be speaking. You know what I'm saying? You might be You might be speaking from Sicily. You might be speaking Sicily language. This is how good the food is. Like, it's gonna fuck you up.
They gonna bring us some?
Yeah, we definitely. We just want to show you respect. Okay. We just want to show you respect first. Okay. God damn it. Now make some noise. Make some noise. God damn it.
Let's talk screw a little bit. DJ Screw.
Ooh. DJ Screw. Rest in peace. Hey, can we take another shot?
Well, yeah. Come on. Boom.
God damn
it. This next shot gonna be for Kobe and his girl.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I just had to, you know.
And Screw.
Yeah, and Screw. Yeah.
Let's do that.
Damn. Come on.
Lee, where you at? Yo. About slowdown music. When we had Paul here, actually, I don't know. Did you get any weird DMs? I got people hitting me up, and Paul brought up a slice of Miami history that I didn't even know.
Okay.
That said the slowdown music actually started in Miami. I don't know if that's true or not. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, I ain't hear that.
No. Paul said something about it. Okay. And then I got attacked on DM, people saying, because I'm from Miami, I should have known this.
That's
what I said. Yeah. Dude got offended.
I'm just being honest. I started slamming down here. I know they're slamming. They said, listen, I'll be honest. Y'all on so much cocaine out here that they probably got the story fucked up. Okay?
It's like EFN's fucked up. He's a white chick. He's right.
So, I want to know how much.
That one was hard. Can we put that on motherfucking ice?
You don't need that with ice.
That shit tastes like sandpaper just now. Good. Continue your question.
The music, how much you think the lean influenced the slowdown music and the chops and screws and all that?
It was his vision already outside of that.
Screw?
Yeah.
Screw solely? Like, was there anybody else? I know that he had the crew.
Yeah, like, it was.
Mike Watts?
It was people around. Watts came after Screw.
Okay.
But yeah, like, it was just like an idea he had, and that just kind of like made it even better.
Right.
Like, how people feel like alcohol makes, you know, feel what it was.
Right.
That, you know.
And even Beyonce did Screw.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Well, she's
sexy. Yeah. Right. But she's Beyonce. But no one screw. That's like some hood shit, right?
Yeah.
But it became international. It became mainstream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm proud of him though, man. Like, I used to watch him go to car shows, bro. Like,
and when you say him,
DJ Screw,
please.
Without these tapes, bro, and leave with like 15,000 tapes gone, and we help him count the money and get tired. But hey, here you go. Pay us for help count the money. Here's 500.
Now you know when you want to come to the most.
Damn. I can start right now.
Well, do you ever think that when Houston, like when Houston happened, we ever thought that it would slow down? Like, because right now, who is Houston? Travis Scott.
Yep, that's my guy. Shout out to Travis.
So, would you ever think that Houston would take that? Because, like, I'll be honest. Out of all you guys, you put Slim Thug, you put Paul Wall, you put Chameleon Air, you put... And none of y'all put together equals, like, a Travis Scott. Like, it's so different, what I mean. You ever thought something like that would come from Houston? Because, like, he's, like, in the Kanye weird zone. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, a long time ago, I probably wouldn't have thought nothing would come like that, but me, I listen to all kind of music. Like, I do, like, EDM, I do dub stuff, like, music with Marshmallow and stuff like that.
Man, you do EDM?
Yeah.
Come on, you got some shit.
I took ecstasy. I didn't do EDM. You wasn't taking ecstasy on that.
Nah, man.
You never took ecstasy?
Yeah, I was, but that wasn't for me.
He did
once
in 17 times that one time.
What happened?
I just felt weird.
Was it from your own nipples or something?
Nah, what happened? Nothing like that. It was just like, I was just in a great mood, and then you come down and that shit. You feel like depressed. I was like, damn, I gotta get my life together.
You gotta
just like, dude, I'm like, I already know I gotta get my life.
I'm not advocating this, but XC and Molly's phenomenal. I'm just throwing it out. I'm being honest. I had one bad trip on XC, but Molly's phenomenal. I'm just throwing it out there. Like, you just, every now and then, like, not. Sorry, this is wrong turn, bro. I got one more shot left in me. Are we gonna do watermelon Syrah?
Syrah,
hey,
down.
That's what I'm talking about.
My number three, anyway. That was my best, bro.
That's my favorite, favorite number. Don't tell me your favorite color is green.
Green.
Get the fuck out of there. My favorite number is green. And my favorite color is green. You, don't tell me you ain't, you're a bird.
Nah, I'm 3381. I'm March 3rd.
Oh shit, that's my son's birthday.
March 3rd. I got, they say all right.
Well, I got Nassim and the Kai. I forgot which one is March 3rd. March 3rd. A little flip. We salute you, bro. This is your day. And I'm going to tell you why. Salute. Salute.
Cheers, brother.
Salute, everybody. And Sardelli, baby. Y'all better recognize
me. Salute.
That was much better. I'm not going to lie. What do you mean?
I didn't say it.
Listen, put the wrong blue on ice, though. Come on, cheese, don't be a spot.
You don't need it on ice.
That's your ice, though. I like that.
We need it on ice. No. On ice.
I tried.
It's a shot. What is your fucking beef with putting it on ice?
Big ass ice.
We have ice here.
Put it on ice.
You
gotta try it.
Getting into this whole other app business.
I mean, look, he's doing it too.
Yeah.
Oh, you was already doing it?
I was doing some things.
Okay.
He put me on game.
He told me about it.
He's like, hey, this internet about to be crazy. I didn't embrace it, but, you know, as much as he did,
right.
You know, like, coming from the streets, like, my mind is programmed, like, get the money, pop.
Right.
Feel me? Go do what you gotta do. You know what I mean?
So the money that you gotta wait for residuals or whatever.
Right. So, but he told me, so I made some different, you know, tech investments.
And you in there?
In there. And still doing it. Like that.
You just showed us two phones with two apps.
And yeah, two
this
phones.
Right here, this on the internet.
Oh, yeah, and he got that.
This is crazy. It's like over like almost 2-3 million, something like that, subscribers per month.
So you install it on your phone and it blocks people.
It gives you a lot of other, you know, privacy. That's the
internet access.
Ooh, the condom. Yo, that's the way to say it.
Yep. The condom for your internet access, bro.
Yeah,
I'm signing up.
You're not going to catch herpes on the internet.
Straight up, bro. That's what you're
flying.
No crabs?
No crabs. Shit, dog, it's the new shit, bro.
New shit. Yeah. I mean, that's the issues that we have nowadays. And
let's be a little clear. Is this for perverts? Like,
perverts? No, it's for everybody. Your credit card, everybody. Your password,
I'm in. I signed up already.
You
signed up already.
He said, in my mind.
exactly. In real life.
Word. That's what's up, bro. Now, how did that come up with that? Why? You wanted to protect that shit?
Yeah, somebody have a
you was in a dick or something? What happened?
Nah, this is the right thing. Like, a lot of people, they be wanting life-changing moments to comfort them, but if you don't do different things in your life, you're going to get the same results. So I'm the type of person when I go into a room, I'm not one of them artists that's going to be in the room, me mugging everybody, ain't going to take no picture. I'm going to go speak to everybody, shake everybody, feel the energy, come and say, hey, who are you? What do you do? You know what I mean?
What's the privacy part? What happened?
I met the right career.
You met the developers.
I met the right career. Yeah. And
that's
I was
that. That's not racist, right?
No.
So there's a crown prince in this too?
Yeah, he's a crown prince.
He's a crown prince? Yeah. There's Korean princes?
Yeah. Remember, Lil Wayne had excellence.
Korean
they have roles excellence. I didn't even know that.
It's excellence.
So I surround myself
excellent
with powerful people. I just,
that's
it's
crazy.
The time to be a sheep, it's the time to be a wolf.
That means you're never a sheep, you're just
that's what we do. So, like, but we learned, like I say, we learned from Jay Prince, the Masterpiece, the Tony Drapers, the Suge Knights. You know, like the Bad Boys, the Puffs. Like me, I'm just a big bowl of gumbo.
Can't forget Luke.
Oh yeah. We would have parental advisory stickers, you know, for Luke. So, like, I basically learned a lot of things from all those people, and I'm all those people in one. Plus what I know. You know, so.
So who's your new artist?
Man, I don't like to call them the artists I work with, my artists.
Okay.
I call them business partners. Because I split it with them 50-50. I don't be like, oh, sign to me, I'll give you one piece. Nah. You come to the table with a bag, I'm going to come with a bag.
You're going to get what you put
in. Yeah, this is what I'm going to do, blah, blah, blah. On your own. I can get you on the platform, but I can't force my fans to buy your music.
Yeah,
and that's one of the reasons why I don't want to have too many artists, because when things don't go right, it's your problem.
Do you have artists now?
I have artists that I'm partners with.
Right. And say new artists out there, too, because that means you have all artists.
You know, we got Young Nug, we got Black Rap Capone.
Young who?
Young Nug, he's from the Minnesota area. Oh, he actually hard.
Oh, Young Nug?
Yeah.
Minnesota?
So, we everywhere, though.
And he a legend over here.
I was in Minnesota.
Legend.
That's my nigga right there. Thank you. I was in Minnesota, they were shooting a lot. I came outside, they just shooting. And the driver's like, I'm outside, came outside. Driver's like, yo, do you want to leave? I was like, no. I'm so sorry, because I'm from New York. I'm like, top nigga. It was like, I want to hear this. Like, why would I leave? And because you, like, when you win in so many gun battles, you could actually hear where the guns come from. Right. I don't want to act like I'm PSD. But, like, I literally heard that the gunshots was two blocks over.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck it, they shooting out of each other. And the driver's like, can we leave? I'm like, just relax.
No, let me finish.
I'm on fire.
I missed us.
I
shouldn't be moving it
down. I was going to be honest. Like that's one thing about being from the hood.
Yeah.
That you can be like, I can literally, boom, I'm like, that shit came from over there.
Be like that.
Like, you could literally know where a gunshot come from. Jesus. All right, yeah. Come on, camera, let's go. Let's go, goddamn. Let's go, goddamn. I'm out here with no shoes on, goddamn.
Wow, look, home.
Yeah, cause you got tea?
You got some hot water.
How you gonna look?
I can't get
you. You can tell you in shape. This nigga walking in here with hot water. I'm seeing you. Like, you were my trainer in my mind.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Drink Champs, hosted by yours truly, DJ EFN and NORE. Please make sure to follow us on all our socials. That's at Drink Champs across all platforms, at The Real Noriega on IG, at Noriega on Twitter. Mine is at Who's Crazy on IG, at DJ EFN on Twitter. And most importantly, stay up to date with the latest releases, news, and merch by going to drinkchamps.com.